The year was 1902. The city was Boston, Massachusetts. The pastor's name was Edgar Helms. The name of the church was Morgan Methodist Church. The pastor had developed a heart for ministry and a heart for people, and he saw in his city people with great physical need. And so he started a ministry within that church in Boston called the Morgan Memorial. It was not till 1915 that it had really gotten a lot of publicity. And a group from the Bronx, New York, who also had a similar ministry called Goodwill, came to interview Pastor Helms and to see the work. And then they invited him to come to the Bronx and see their ministry, to see their work. And so he made the journey there in 1915, and he observed their work. And there in New York, it was determined to sort of merge the two ministries into one that became known as Goodwill Industries. And today, these years later, each year, Goodwill Industries receives $4.28 billion in aid for people who need help. And they provide 6 million jobs annually to people who need a job. I researched and thought through that Goodwill, and you know what an astounding figure, what a wonderful organization it has become. But that's not the greatest Goodwill of the world. Luke chapter 19, Jesus is speaking to a man who we learned to sing about when we were very small children, and his name was Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a man of prominence and position, well known, but in the heart of hearts, he knew something was missing in his life. And we find Zacchaeus on the streets. He is coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's seeking Christ. There was a couple problems that he had. One was the crowd of people. And as Brother Lewis mentioned, the two crowds of people that are here tonight, I say to you that Zacchaeus was hindered getting to Christ because of the crowd. How sad it is when people do not receive the goodwill of Christ, salvation, because of people. We're so grateful this year. We had a lady in our church that after years of battling assurance of salvation came and received the Lord Jesus Christ. And she said, I delayed my decision because I was so worried about what people thought. I don't know everyone here tonight. You may be sitting in this congregation tonight and you haven't been able to make it, or you haven't made it to Christ yet because of people. You may have had your eyes on some hypocritical person who did not present Christ as they should, and you're allowing that person to keep you from receiving God's goodwill. Zacchaeus knew he needed something. Zacchaeus went to amazing measures, even in his prominence, to get to the Lord. The scripture says that he went ahead of the crowd and he climbed a sycamore tree, and that's where the Lord Jesus saw him. Christ knew exactly who he was, and he addressed him with a very personal invitation as he looked to him and he said, Zacchaeus, come down. I must needs go to your house today. And there was a great invitation there, and Zacchaeus did as the Savior said, and he followed. He was obedient. The Lord went to his house that day, and the scripture tells us that he received the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was obedient. And the Lord Jesus that day saved his soul for eternity. That passage of scripture in Luke chapter 19 comes to an end in verse number 10. When it talks about tonight what I believe is the greatest act of goodwill for all time. Because Luke 19:10 says this. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. The act of God's goodwill to men by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, that men might be redeemed, that the debt that they owe, and folks understand tonight, In sin, we are all the same. A debt we could not pay demanded blood that we could not give. And the Heavenly Father loved us so much that He gave the first Christmas present ever. And Scripture tells us, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth. Tonight I want to ask you this. What do you believe about Jesus in this Christmas season? There are false religions and false doctrines that teach all sorts of different things. But Jesus said to Lazarus' sister, He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And the most important question of Scripture. And Jesus said to her, Believest thou this? It's Lord and Savior tonight that we come together and we've been ministered to in our hearts by music and by cast. I hope that has pointed you to the goodwill of our Heavenly Father, to the goodwill of the Son of God, the Father making the plan and the Son providing the means. And it's my prayer tonight that you have responded to the invitation of the Holy Spirit and the invitation of God's goodwill, for He invites every one of us to come to Him. Would you bow your heads with me for just a moment, please? Occasions like this often bring folks to our church that we're unfamiliar with. Very quickly tonight, I want to ask you this question. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ, the baby from Christmas, who grew and matured and gave His life, crucified, buried, and rose again? All the problems and struggles of life, if you come to know Christ, it does not put them to an end, but you have someone who loves you, who cares for you, and will carry you through those. Tonight, if you have never received the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, you have a wonderful opportunity right now, at this very moment, in this very silent place, to pray and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. And tonight, I confess that to You, and I ask You to forgive me of my sin, to come into my heart, to be my Lord and Savior. As best I know how, I put my faith and my trust and my eternity in You. Thank You for the shed blood. Thank You for eternal salvation. Those are just my words, but you pray a prayer in your words from your heart in a meaningful way, and the goodwill of God becomes your gift. If you have done that tonight, we'd like to know about it. We'd like to be able to help you. You've been, as Ben said a moment ago, you've been born into the family of God. And the family is here to help support you. We'd like to know tonight if you've come to the knowledge of Christ. We'd like to know if there's a spiritual decision that has loomed upon your heart, because we want to thank the Lord for that. And we want to pray for you. We're going to sing in just a moment a simple verse of invitation, just as I am. Tonight, if you need help finding the goodwill of God, you can make your way to the front and we'll have men ready to meet men, ladies ready to meet ladies that can take the Scripture and show you how God's goodwill came to man. Father, help us now to be attentive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. May the spiritual decisions that this hour necessitates of us, may we make them right now. May the music and the program given tonight find lodging in our heart, and the word from Luke 19:10 find root in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Stand with us if you would, please. We'll sing just through a verse. Tonight, if we can be a spiritual help to you, we want to do just that. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed this evening, Brother Young, would you lead us, please? Just one simple verse through. Let's sing it together. I believe you know the hymn, "Just As I Am." That's how you have to come.